I'm Joe Wood, and I believe.
March 24th, 1983, Hudson Valley, New York. Between 1982 and 1984, over 5,000 residents report seeing UFOs over the valley. But this date became the most significant, with over 300 people claiming to see a strange object in the sky. On this night, just after midnight, many reported seeing a V-shaped object covered in red, green, and yellow lights. As one resident put it, if there was such a thing as a flying city, this was a flying city. At first, most naturally assume it's an airplane, but then realize it's moving too slowly, is flying too low, and makes almost no noise to be a plane. And it's as big as an aircraft carrier. The object hovers over a local nuclear reactor and seems interested in bodies of water, particularly the Croton Falls Reservoir, where it examines it with a red beam. Authorities would later claim it was a formation of ultraplanes, deliberately creating a UFO hoax. But as many residents counter, how do you explain that the object moved and turned slowly, but zoomed off suddenly, at high speed, or simply disappear?
Welcome to Alien Nation, the show about extraterrestrials and UFOs, asking the question, are we alone? In Alien Nation, I talk to other Earthlings about their otherworldly encounters, and we love hearing your stories, so please get in touch. I'll tell you how to do that at the end of the show. My guest today is the author of UFOs Over Romania and Hypercivilization, An Answer to ET Contact on Earth, Dr. Dan Farkas. I'd like you to tell me about your previous book, UFOs Over Romania.
Yes, it was a pleasure to work with Philip Mantle, because he suggested me to write this book.
Yes.
And I put it in it all things which are connected with UFOs. So, starting with medieval pictures, yeah, on in churches, but not only, and until maybe religious and folkloric connections, because I met many such connections. For example, I have a case in northern Romania with fairy descending from a UFO and going back to the UFO, and two witnesses.
When was that?
Yes, it was several years ago, because it was a surprise for me that in the forest of Romania, there are fairies, at least a lot of stories about fairies met in the night or in some special places. Yeah. So it was a real surprise for me, and that is connected with UFOs. Also religious connections. So people going, maybe being abducted to the UFO and meeting religious figures.
Oh, really? That sounds amazing. Yes. I've never heard that before.
Yes, all that is described in the book. Also, it was another discovery. We have around 10 cases with religious figures.
Yeah.
And always they are males with white bird.
With a white bird.
Yes. For example, they told it is God the Father.
Oh, so you think this is the real Christianity, that is like Jesus and God, and so you feel that,
yes,
those,
yes,
entities are totally religious?
Yes.
Oh, interesting.
In Western Europe, it was Jacques Vallée who discovered that in Western Europe, there are almost only Virgin Mary in similar situations. And here, in an Orthodox country is different. So I agree that is some power about us showing itself in different forms and using some archetypes of the collective unconsciousness.
These entities,
yes,
how do you know that they are religious beings? I mean, what is
yes,
it?
I had a talk with the people.
Oh, you've talked to the people?
Not with everybody, but some people told, and it's well known here in Romania, that they met God the Father in such and such situation.
So how many of these sightings have been there in Romania? The religious ones?
Religious one, around 10.
Around 10.
Which I know. But which is absolutely interesting is that all of these apparitions are interconnected. You cannot torn you apart, the UFOs and the religious figures and maybe the fairies or so.
So there also is the UFOs, the religion and the fairies. I mean, I love fairies and I believe in fairies very much, have always.
And also, I have in my book a lot of military encounters, military pilots disturbed in their exercises, and one of them ordered to fire toward the UFO, and they know that person. I had many talks with him, and a very old pilot. It was because they signed a non-disclosure.
Oh.
And only when the pilot had 8 years, he decided, yes, it's no more important, I can talk about. So I have also a lot of cases with military pilots. So the picture is very large.
Very interesting. Why do you think that the religious sightings are unique to Romania?
It's not unique to Romania. It's unique only because we have that old man with white beard. That's unique because Jacques Vallée wrote about similar situations with Virgin Mary in Western Europe or in Latin America.
Yes.
So it's the connection is not my invention. Is well known for ufologists.
Now, Dan, your latest book is called Hyper Civilizations, An Answer to ET Contact on Earth. Can you outline what you state in your book?
Yes, it's, if you want, it's the explanation why this mess with religion and so. It's a hypothesis. It's not something like a proof. But if we make calculations, and I am doctor in mathematics, and I have a good training in astronomy. So if we make calculations, we have to admit that the civilizations in universe are very rare, very seldom. But there must exist because the universe is
so
inimaginably huge.
Yes.
And some civilization must be older
than us.
Our civilization with hundreds of millions, if not billions of years.
Yes.
Or that is a difference like from us to ants, to an anthill.
Yes.
And they discovered technologies and many other things to come here and supervise us without intervening. So, like an entomologist supervise an anthill. It's making small experiences, maybe transforming an ant and sending him back for some information. And so many, many other, maybe picking ants and developing a new race of ants and sending the new race back as intermediate. But not, I will not discuss philosophically with the ants. I will not offer them technologies.
They have to find it themselves, yes.
I will not go into the queen of the ants to saying, yes, I am in another civilization and go. So that difference is so huge, the contacts are impossible. So the idea is that a hyper-civilization,
yeah,
hundreds of millions of years older than us,
yeah,
is here around us, but manifesting itself only with UFOs, only with abductions, with some other phenomena, including fairies and religion, but not as in science fiction, so descending on the lawn before the White House or things,
yes,
like, or coming to invade or seeing. So the hypothesis of hyper-civilizations explain why that UFO phenomenon is as it is.
So they're watching us and making sure we don't do anything silly and making appearances, but they're helping us along the way to become a more advanced civilization.
So I think they are waiting, because we are not ants.
Mm.
We are a future hyper-civilization. But we have two options, to destroy ourselves,
yes,
or to become more clever. And in that book about hyper-civilization,
yeah,
I underlined two conditions,
yeah,
necessary for us to survive as a civilization,
mm-hmm,
and to evolve, to meet the much older hyper-civilizations in a certain future. So they are, first of all, it's very interesting, because many people is talking about is to make love between people more important than anything else.
Yes, I agree.
To be the most important, because if I love, for example, I as a Christian, if I love a Muslim, if the Muslim loves me, and both of us loves Jews,
mm-hmm,
and Hinduists, and so we cannot no more make religious wars.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, I agree with that, because if we all care for each other, then there's no reason to fight. It's only the governments that make the fighting.
Love is caring about each other. I put it there, caring about the beauty of each other, the human beauty.
Yeah.
So the human values each of us have. And that's the main idea. And connected with it is the pluralistic thinking. I can be convinced that Jesus is my savior.
Mm-hmm.
A Muslim that, no, it's not Jesus, is
Muhammad,
and so on.
Yeah.
And if I can accept that both of us
are right,
yeah, yes, even if we have different visions, that means pluralistic thinking.
Yes.
That's another idea. So the pluralistic thinking and love above everything else, there are in that book the main conditions for us to
survive.
To escape self-destruction.
Yeah.
And to become in future a hyper-civilization.
Well, I feel there is a change going on within our world now where people are saying, this is who I am and you love me for who I am. And I think it's becoming more acceptable. There are countries that are fighting still, but I think through the internet, I think it's bringing people together a lot more.
Yes, but also another form of this change. I read books about UFO abductions, and it was very interesting that most of abducted people had a spiritual change. Maybe they became very interested in ecology.
Oh, really?
They were not before, but so it's a kind of propaganda. And also, I met people, but in the literature there are a lot of cases, which come back saying, yes, they showed me apocalyptic images, all the earth destroyed, and cities in flame and so. And this apocalyptic message, which could be from the Bible even, it may be a warning.
That this is what could happen.
If we not change our minds, it could happen, yes.
It's quite scary, that is, and I think that's good because that way people can really change the way they're thinking and not want that to happen. I mean, God knows, I do not want that to happen to our planet.
And also, I suppose, so we are kind of natural reserve for the hyper-civilizations. They are caring about us, but not intervening because we must solve our problems.
Yes.
If some contacts, like in Close Encounters of third or fourth kind, some contacts occur, they are not with the representatives of hyper-civilizations. It's with some hybrid, like biorobots or something like this.
What about the grey aliens?
Yes, I think they are developed from old human races.
Really?
Somewhere else in a remote, in another nature reserve, in a remote place. I don't know where.
Out in space, they're developed there?
Maybe in another dimension.
In another dimension, okay. All right.
I don't know. And also, there are the tall blondes.
Yes.
And they are very similar with angels.
Oh, they're similar to angels. Oh, okay.
Yes, in the Bible, in the first part of the Bible, there are no wings. The angels are flying, but with no wings.
Aren't they the Anunnaki?
Maybe, like. But they interbreed with daughters of humans having a child.
So we have part of their DNA.
And maybe their angels are a human race developed for contact with us. Things like this are connected with this hypothesis of hyper-civilizations.
What do you think about the reptilians?
Maybe the reptilians, maybe the hyper-civilization was here when the dinosaurs were destroyed.
Yeah.
Maybe they picked some more evolved dinosaurs. And those remote natural reserves, they developed some new races and also intelligent races of dinosaurs.
That's...
But it's also from Earth. They are coming like in a trip with some very weird animals like Bigfoot.
Oh, yes.
And it could be they are coming from those natural reserves, auxiliary natural reserves, here only to give us an idea, pay attention, think about what could that be. Because, for example, the Bigfoot is very closely related to UFO encounters.
Oh.
There are many cases Bigfoot and UFOs were seen together.
Oh, really? Okay,
in
I can imagine that, yes. Yeah, I've always thought Bigfoot must be an entity. And what about the fairies? I mean, I'd love to know more about the fairies.
Yes, the fairies are the form in which the hyper-civilizations contacted us in the Middle Ages, and also they contact us in some places. It was a surprise for me. In Romania, I have stories, actual stories, in our times, with encounters with fairies.
Yeah.
And also, I had a filmed case with two witnesses telling that story about a fairy coming down and going back to UFO.
So they're small. They are small like fairies.
No. This is a special fairy in the northern part of Romania.
Yeah.
It's a big size.
Oh,
it's
really?
A 7-8 foot tall woman, sometimes around with some children.
Oh, really?
And that is well known in the forests northern Romania. She's a bit evil. You have to be very careful.
Oh, really? She's a bit evil. Fairies are supposed to
a
be
female,
evil.
Female one. Beautiful, but could be evil.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, no.
It's not always evil, but could be.
Okay.
And it is, if you are going in northern Romania and asking about, they will tell a lot of stories about.
So it's a real sort of folklore on fairies.
Yes, it's so something is going on.
Yeah.
That is what determined me to examine that case and to write two books in English. Even I am not very good in English.
Your English is fantastic.
Fantastic is too much. But yes, I
well, it's better than my Romanian. I can't speak Romanian.
Yes, of course. You English people have a luck to have an international language as a mother language.
Yes, really.
Yes, for Romanians, it's a bit more difficult. That is maybe an explanation why our stories...
Because it stays in the country, yes.
Yes, are not well known in other
parts. Yes, absolutely. Oh, that's very interesting. So it stays within the country and not sort of, if it was an English country, it would be all out there.
Yes.
Now, Dan, have you ever had an encounter?
Me personally not.
Okay.
But I encountered a lot of people having encounters.
Yes.
And they were sincere.
Yes.
So no, I had no doubt they really were convinced they had that encounter. I had also some special situations, but not really an encounter. Or maybe I don't remember it.
Yes.
Because it's possible also.
Yes. And what is your, with all the encounters that you've heard, what's your favorite story?
Oh, there are many. I put them in my book. I have, for example, a case with a person who had classical UFO encounters, but also met with God the Father, and also had some out-of-the-body experiences and many others. I have a relative of mine in my family who was visited by some, let's say, aliens and many times in his life. And also he was abducted once at least in a kind of UFO when he was in high school. And also his mother told that he was abducted as a very young, under 1 year child.
And how did the mother know this?
So his mother told that he disappeared and appeared after 5 days in the same place. When disappeared and when reappeared, it was a light and some people around, and they said, this is also very important for Romania, they said it was the devil, because everything which is intruding somehow and you cannot explain is devilish.
Yes.
In the religious concept of Romanians.
Well, he wasn't the devil. He brought him back.
Yes, of course. Yeah. And with no sign of change or of everything.
Yeah.
So no harm.
Yes, no harm done to the baby. So how many sightings does Romania have then? Do you get a lot of sightings of UFOs?
Yes, it depends, because I had more sightings than I was capable to put in the book, because the book had a limited volume. But in the same time, in Romania, we are far from having accounts about all the sightings, because the people consider that it's not worth to
say,
report.
Yes.
To say, yes. There are some signs on the heaven, yes, and that's heavenly signs, that's godly signs, and that's all. And it's quite normal for them.
Yes.
So that is, because I was to examine some cases, and maybe in a village. And I discovered that in the same village, many other people told me some stories which nobody knows about.
Oh, right.
And I am convinced if I am going from village to village, I can hear thousands and thousands of stories.
Yes, I wonder if, because Romania is quite a religious country, because it's mainly Catholic, isn't it, in Romania?
No, it's Orthodox. It's
Greek Orthodox.
Yes, and that is the difference, because the Catholics have a faith toward Virgin Mary more.
Yes.
I don't know why. And Orthodox, Virgin Mary is very important, but is third, fourth place after God, after Jesus, and so. And 90% of Romanian population is Orthodox.
90%?
We have also Catholics and Protestants and so, but 90% is Orthodox.
So, you've got two books out now. One is called UFOs Over Romania, and the other one's Over Romania.
Yes.
And your other one is Hypercivilization, An Answer to ET, Contact on Earth. For the listeners, they're able to get your books on Amazon. They'd like to know that.
Yes, because there are many, many, many other interesting things, not only what we had the short time to discuss here.
Thank you for talking to me.
Thank you, and it was a pleasure to discuss with you.
It was a real pleasure to listen to you. Thank you very, very much. That's our show for today. I really hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please rate us on whatever platform you get your podcast from. It helps people like you find us. Today's show was produced by Mike Hansen for Pod People Productions. Associate producer Colette Cooper, and recorded at Hackenbacker Studios by Oliver Briley. Theme music by Mike Hansen and Jamie Allen. Special thanks to Nigel Heath and our narrator, Mike Hansen Sr. If you want to share your stories, we'd love to hear from you. Just email info@podpeopleproductions.co.uk, subject matter Alien Nation. Beam me up next time. I'm Jo Wood. And I believe.